Some of your relationships went off track, not because of what was said in the relationship, but because of what was not said, what you started saying to yourself. He said within himself. That's what the rich man did in the parable when he said to himself, I'll build many barns. I'll take life easy. He didn't know that very night his life would be required. He said to himself, it matters where you start with what you think about. And self is a very small sun for your life to orbit around. It's a very limited loop. Self is a very small scale to see the world in. In fact, sing with me. Do, re, me, me, me. I'm just me singing the song, me, that many of us, me, have been singing all week. Me, 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 me. What's your favorite meditation? Me, me. What are they thinking about? Me, me. When is anybody ever going to notice? Me. I changed the key, but it's still about me. Sometimes I can find a way to make anything about me. Me, 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 me. Come on, let's acquire practice. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. I don't think it's a hit, Ella. I don't think anybody's going to buy the album. I don't think it's going to bring me joy. I don't think it's going to bring me peace. I don't think I'm going to figure out a solution if I start with myself. I need a new loop. I said I need a new loop. Some of you came to church today, not just to hear a sermon, but to preach one to yourself. Why don't you start with your source and not with yourself? Now unto him, come on, who is able, shout up town, to do immeasurably more than I ask or imagine. I'm tired of that track. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. I thought about singing it till it wasn't funny anymore, and it sounds like we're already at that point. I know how long it would take. How long will it take until you change that meditation, realizing that if you start with yourself, you stay in yourself, and you will always be limited by who you are. But when you start with the great I am, David said, who's that? They said, I think his name's Goliath. David said, I'll fight him. Saul said, you're small. David said, I'm not coming against him in myself or in my name, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. The skies declare the glory of God. Notice David did not start with what was in his heart. You start with what's in your heart, you'll scare yourself to death. That's a horror movie, to start with what's in your heart. I was going to preach one time, and the guy who invited me, I'd never been to his church before, he said, just share what's on your heart. I said, oh no, you don't want me to do that. I'm gonna share what's in heaven. Because if I tell you what's in my heart, it won't help any of us. So I don't start my meditation with what's in myself. I noticed that every meditation, and again, don't think meditation. Think about the loop. Think about the lines that loop over and over again in the way that you think. Think about how you have this subtle way, if you let yourself, into turning every interaction into a stage on which you are the star. I don't do that. I don't like to be noticed. I don't do that. I don't like people to even look at me. I'm not that type of person. This must be a preacher thing. No, I promise you, you talk too much sometimes. I promise you some of the stuff that you post. Oh, you didn't think I was talking about your Instagram feed, did you? I promise you, some of you need to go home and change the bio on your Instagram, and it should just say what it's really all about. Me, 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 me. Just give us an expectation of what's going to happen on that feed. When you're easily offended. When everything's an insult. Did you see how they looked at me? They weren't looking at you. They were thinking about dinner. They have not bought groceries this week. And their mom has cancer. Could you get outside yourself and think about something bigger? The skies declare the glory of God, people. Life is bigger than what happens in here. Do your neighbor a real favor. Look at him and say, get out your head. Get out of your head. That's a horrible place to take your orders. Am I preaching or am I preaching? Every meditation, every loop that starts with self ends in one of two places. And I want you to look for this in your life this week. It's either going to end in scarcity or shame. Every sermon that you preach to yourself, and you are always preaching to yourself. In fact, Martin Lloyd-Jones said that our problem is we spend too much time listening to ourselves and not enough time preaching to ourselves. Isn't that what David's Psalms have shown us? Where he would say to his soul, it's time to go to school. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He's preaching to himself, and so are you. But when you preach to yourself from yourself, your sermon will always lead to scarcity. Brené Brown says that the number one meditation of many of our hearts is not enough. She says we apply it to time. We apply it to money. We apply it to our talent. And the sermon that plays in our mind, if we would ever stop and listen to it, it starts every morning, not enough. How much sleep did you get last night? How much money do you make on that job? Graham asked me the other day, Dad, is $56,000 a year a lot of money? I said, it is till you make it. That might be the devil's favorite sermon. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. He preached it to the disciples because they looked at 5,000 men and women and children, and Jesus said, feed them. And they said, well, we don't have a whole lot. We have five loaves and two fish, but that's not enough because they were starting with themselves, but they were standing next to the source. I wonder how different the story would be if you would ask the source instead of asking yourself. Check the source. He's more than enough. Somebody shout, he's more. He's more. Y'all don't ever shout in the back of the room when I start hollering like this. I know y'all don't like it when I holler, but this is not a silent sermon. This is a loud sermon. Somebody shout, he's more. More than enough. Every need, every deficiency, all my failures. His blood is enough. His grace is enough. His word is enough. The law of the Lord is pure, reviving the soul. But if I start with myself, I end with scarcity. It's a loop. Because I start down here. And so by the time I've looped around through my day, I end my day feeling depleted. I wonder if you got a new loop. I wonder if you got a new loop and started with the source instead of starting with yourself. I wonder how the cycle would change. If you started with your source, I know it's basic, But didn't David start with the heavens and then move toward his heart? The skies declare the glory of God. They show forth his power day after day and night after night and day after day and night after night. And all I've got to do to stay in step with God is keep the beat of heaven happening inside my heart. Because there's always enough in heaven. There's always enough patience in heaven. There's always enough provision in heaven. There's always enough bread in heaven. There's always enough, always enough, always enough. My God shall supply all of your needs according. What if you got in that loop? What if you ask God to fill your empty places? When you start with yourself, you end in scarcity. You start with yourself, you end in shame. Because I look at myself and I feel like David. David does something weird. I think he wrote this song. It's contested. He might have written it. He might have not written it. But let's give him credit. Because this is a psalm that embodies a characteristic known as wisdom poetry. It kind of switches beats in the middle of the song. It's going on and on about the skies and the heavens. For many years, they thought it was two different poems put together. As they were studying back and trying to find out how it was written and when it was written, it was such a sharp break at verse 7 that they thought, well, maybe this is a different thing. You know, we're talking about the skies and the sun and the stars. And then all of a sudden, David makes a break in verse 7, and he starts talking about the law of the Lord. Watch what he says. It's perfect, refreshing the soul. Look at verse 12. But who can discern their own errors? So he is an imperfect man looking into a perfect law. He's looking at what the law is and what it does and how it brings peace, wisdom, and joy. But yet he knows that he has broken the very law that produces the very things that he wants. I don't think it's much of a break because he is contemplating how the heavens are able to effortlessly declare the glory of God, but he cannot. Because I'm stuck in a cycle called sin. And there are secrets in my heart that no matter how much I dress them up with the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart fall short of the glory of God. Paul knew it too. He said, what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, look what God did. God started a new loop. See, through the law, man tried to reach his way to God, but it was a cycle of shame caused by sin. So I reach and fall short and try and fall short and repent and fall short and get up and fall down and reach and fall short and try and fall short and get up and fall down. And God broke the cycle. For in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man, so that we can say, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore. Let me give you a new loop. No condemnation. No condemnation. No condemnation. For those who are in Christ Jesus. This is the kind of gospel preaching that got me to the cross. This is the kind of gospel preaching that'll break the chains of shame off of your life. This is the kind of gospel preaching that you can preach on Monday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon. You can preach this stuff to yourself. There is therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because I'm in Christ. In other words, touch seven people and tell them, I got a new loop. I got a new loop. That's what the gospel gives me, a new meditation. And watch this. I no longer live by situation. Get ready to jump up. I live by revelation. I know who he is. I know who I am in him. You better touch seven more people. Tell them I got a revelation. I got a revelation. Whatever I go through, I got a revelation of who's in the fire with me. I know what he did. I know who he is. I know who I am in him. I got a new loop. I'm losing my voice. Y'all shout for me.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.